Hello, I'm Emily Angwin in Doha. These are the top stories on Al Jazeera. The US government is releasing 50 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserves. It's a coordinated effort with several other nations to tackle soaring fuel prices. Our White House correspondent Kimberly Halkett has more.
Well, it has a lot to do with the timing of the American Thanksgiving holiday. This is a holiday that Americans typically get into their cars and they drive great distances. And the problem is right now, some people can't do it because the gas prices are just too expensive. It's cost prohibitive for them. So that's one reason. Another reason is, in addition to the rising gas prices, what we're seeing are empty shelves in the United States, supply chain issues, and that's led to some low approval ratings for Joe Biden.
The World Health Organization is warning there could be another 700,000 deaths from COVID-19 in Europe by March. Cases have been rising as the weather gets colder, with the daily rate doubling since late September. COVID-19 infections have reached a record high in South Korea with more than 4,100 cases. The number of critically ill patients is also at record levels. Many of those affected are the elderly. New Zealand will remain shut off to foreign visitors for another 5 months. The government announced on Wednesday fully vaccinated travellers will be allowed to enter from April. The presidents of Kenya and South Africa have called for a ceasefire in Ethiopia. It comes as footage has emerged of thousands of federal troops being held as prisoners of war by Tigrayan rebels. North Macedonia and Bulgaria have begun an official mourning period following Europe's deadliest road accident in a decade. At least 46 people were killed when a bus crashed and caught fire in Bulgaria on Tuesday.
3, 2, 1. And liftoff of the Falcon 9 and DART.
NASA has just launched a spacecraft that's going to deliberately smash into an asteroid. Scientists hope they can alter its course by colliding with it. It's a test run in the event a giant space rock needs to be redirected away from Earth. The targeted asteroid isn't a threat to our planet, which is good news.